Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity that we have to hear your word, Lord, and not just to hear it, Father, but to be part of it, Lord God, to be the word in this hour, Lord. Father God, to be the light of this world, Lord God Almighty, where there is so much darkness, Lord. We know that you are the original source of light, but Lord, Father God, where the head goes, the body goes with it, Lord Jesus. And so we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just help us to just realize who we are, Father, because your prophet said, Lord God, when she recognizes who she is and what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works, then she will be an invincible army. And I believe that that army, that is already in her right now, Lord. It's just that we have to come and recognize that we are now the sons and daughters of God. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to have a good time here, Lord God, in your word. Bless Brother Wade. Give him strength, Father God. And Lord, may you just bless, Father God, the remaining day's events. And Lord, we just commit the rest of these times into your hands. We love you. Forgive us for all of our sins, Lord Jesus. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I apologize if I go quickly. It's just that, you know, 30 minutes is all we have. So this is the Eternal Attribute Part 3. And I want to start here with reading the scripture. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Amen. So we've already gone through some of these things here, but let's just start here where we sort of left off last time, last Sunday. Brother Branham says here, "God is life, life eternal. In the beginning was God. He wasn't God at that time because God, the English word God, means object of worship. And there was nothing but him. He was the eternal, just the eternal one. There was no moon, no stars, no angels, no nothing. But in this being that we call God our Father was attributes." And I want you to underline that. It was attributes. "In him was attribute to be a father. In him was attribute to be God. In him was attribute to be son. In him was attribute to be savior. In him was attribute to be a healer." Aren't you thankful for these things? Amen? And that he gives us these things freely in the last hour. And all these things that we see now is just displaying his attributes, all right? And so Brother Branham continues saying here, this is a continuation of the quote, "Now, if you were in his thinking, all right, at the beginning, if you've got eternal life, okay, there is only one form of eternal life. Eternal life had no beginning and it has no ending. So if you have eternal life, you were an attribute of God's thinking before there was anything but him." Amen. All right? What a wonderful thought. Yes. Amen. And that you're not just here by accident. Amen. But every single aspect of you, every single part of you is internally very delicately woven, and he thought about it, amen, before the foundation of the world. So nothing takes him by surprise. Nothing takes him by surprise in when you were out in the world and when you were he knew that you were going to come in. He wasn't, it's not like us as parents. It's like, when is my child going to come and serve the Lord? And we get exasperated sometimes but not for God. God is just, God knows the beginning from the end. He knows that you will come in. Amen. He's just waiting for the right season and the right moment at the right time when the word can have more effect when it comes into your life, right? But that word has to have a bedding ground, right? And that bedding ground is your body. I don't want to separate the fact that this thinking of God, the thoughts of God, your body is not a separate thing from your soul and your spirit, because that is your whole thing. You are body, spirit, and soul. Amen. And so we'll just continue talking about that here. So this is the logic of eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life, of which is read, and it belongs to God alone. Amen. By definition, that which has no end can have no beginning. Right. Amen. Right. Therefore, if a person possesses eternal life today, they must have existed in the thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. Why? Because God is the source of eternal life. Out of Him is every single He is eternal life, right? So that's why there's another circle trying to get in, but you cannot be added to eternity. You must be part of the loop from its inception. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this quote here, notice how we go after the world's fire baptism, all germs is gone, makes it a fit place then for heaven to dwell here on earth. Type now of sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus passed from this dirty like the little woman was into the expressed attribute of God, talking about the woman at the well. Now we are the sons of God. Not we will be, we're the attributes of God's thinking. Amen. See? Now you say, well, look at this priest, talking about the priests, the Pharisees. And wasn't he a son of God? It proved he wasn't. He couldn't recognize what? Did he say, I believe the Bible? Sure, but he couldn't recognize the expressed word of the hour. Amen? Amen. And that's the key thing, because the proving is in the expressed word of the hour. Because anybody could pick up the Bible, and I was in the denominations. The Baptists have more verses memorized than probably the majority of us do. Right. They know that Bible by in their mind. Right. They know Bible verses, and they can quote you here, there, and there. But does it prove? Amen. It will prove is when the word of the hour comes, amen, and if they reject or accept, right? But reject and accept from the heart. Because some of us, amen, might have rejected at first when we heard this strange doctrines, that Cain, came from the serpent and all these kinds of things that people were trying to throw at us. We might have rejected at first. But we didn't reject from the heart. Amen. Then later on, maybe a church age book was given to us. And I'm like, you know what? I remember the guy over there. He talked to me about this 2 years ago. And look, I'm reading it here right now. And then something sparks right there and then, right? Praise the Lord. You see? So it's at the right time, at the right season. Amen. When something can take place, right? When that true birth can take place. He only had an intellectual learning. See, he can recognize the express word of the hour, talking about the priest, from some group that had been back before. And it's the same thing today. I see now that's strong, but it's the truth. There was the word as spoken exactly for that day, speaking of Jesus. And he was a scholar, yet he was a renowned person, but he could not recognize it. Why? No matter how scholar he was, anything like that, he still didn't have representation of predestination. I've always loved this phrase, amen? Because remember, Brother Branham couldn't have said it any other way. That's the reason why I read his quotes, to talk about this, because he says it best. Well, he says that I believe he was a prophet for this age. And he knew what he was talking about, right? So we don't need to be scared when things about seed are mentioned and things like that. He knew what he was talking about. We just need to get into his same thought. I can't help that anybody else takes that out of context and says, we've come here eternally already and things like that. In a way, if you think about it, in a way, that's not totally false. If you think about it. Right? but it's not totally true either, right? You have to have a balance, right? So you have to put a balance into it. And there's just, no, we don't, that's not how we do it, all right? Let's make sure we have good attitude about these things, all right? Because then you just become a know-it-all. And you're not going to help anybody that way. All right? So only the predestinated will only be the one who does it. See, only can be. And you only can do it because, look, it proves predestination. Because if you've got eternal life, you had to be a part of God all times. Part of God's every single thought that he had. Every single thing that he thought, the things that he thought about you, you had to be part of that, right? Because he's the only one is eternal, you see? Oh my, think of it. Now, Ephesians 1:4 says, according as we just read, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now watch what 1 John 3:9 says. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Oh, my, but I fail him every day. But watch what he says here. For his seed remaineth in him. Now, Brother Brandon didn't come up with that about having an eternal seed. The Bible says that you have an eternal seed, right? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, we know the seed is the word, amen? But again, if you look at some of these contexts, amen, we know God is the Word.
Yes.
And do you believe that his thoughts is his Word as well?
Yes.
And that's what Brother Branham was trying to bring out. His thoughts is seed.
Yes.
His thoughts is his Word. His thoughts about you, every single day, that's his Word. That's seed.
Yes.
Amen? Because he is born of God. Amen. John says. So you cannot sin. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. You're going to falter. Amen. Willingly or unwillingly, the temptation may come and you might give into it. Amen. But you cannot sin. Amen. In God's mind, you know that he knows that you will repent. Amen. And of course, we need to repent, because if you don't repent, you falter and you sin and you commit and you don't repent, and then you're not born of God.
Amen.
You're not. You haven't been born again, okay?
Right.
But if there's something that pricks you and says, I feel bad, I don't, then God has started to work in you, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Don't just labor there and say, I fail, I'm condemned, I can't go on anymore. No, you feel that way because God started something in you.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have felt that way. You wouldn't feel that way. Right? You didn't feel that way when you did it, when you sinned out there in the world, when you was out in the bars and in the honky-tonks and things out. You didn't feel bad when you left. You only felt bad because you got drunk the night before, and then the way you felt the following morning. That's how you felt bad. But you didn't feel bad that you went and had a good time, right? But now you feel bad even thinking about doing something like that. That's God started that work in you, right? Now, this is the anatomy of the spiritual seed. Now, remember, this is only visuals. This is not what it is, right? This is just a representation. Think of that crust on the outside as the body, right? Now, the seed which John was talking about, which is the word sperma, which where we get the word sperm, meaning remnant, is not. Listen to this. It's not biological.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
It's not something physical.
Right.
It's not something that it's somewhere hidden in there and it's physical. Where? Right? No. But watch. It is God's eternal decree waiting for its season.
Amen.
Or in other words, God's eternal thought waiting for its season. It requires a physical vessel to incubate the eternal thought.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Right.
All right, so we'll talk about it later, because remember when God said that a virgin shall conceive, but it That was the word that was decreed, but the virgin had to actually be here in order to for that word to come and meet it.
Right?
Otherwise, there was no virgin to come conceive. So here's the thought of God saying, amen, a virgin shall conceive in Isaiah, but then there had to be the thought of God thought about Mary and say, wait a minute, Mary has to be this, has to be like this, has to come down, has to have all her parents, all her family lineage had to come together in a specific thought to bring Mary exactly to receive that thought of God.
Right. Amen.
That's how I believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Exactly.
So that is the seed. That's the seed that Brother Branham was talking about. Praise God.
Amen.
The earthly incubator, that's the outer curve, the flesh, but then the eternal quality, the word, the thought of God. Now, I want us to think about this, because Brother Brown says this. It's not the human person that comes predestinated eternally.
Right.
Eternally. It's not the human person. So you didn't come here with eternal life, right? You didn't come here with eternal life. Otherwise, Jesus Christ would have died in vain. He didn't have to die if you already were born with everything, with eternal life and everything. No, you needed to have your moment of grace. You needed to have your new birth experience. You needed to come and repent.
Amen.
Right? You needed to repent and come through the three stages of grace: justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, Brother Brown says here, before I close the subject, I know there is a question in your minds. You will want to know if I believe in the doctrine of preexistence. He says, I don't believe in that Mormon doctrine of the preexistence of souls any more than I believe in reincarnation or the transmigration of souls. So it's clear Brother Branham didn't believe that we preexisted in heaven running around and things like that, as it can seem that way, the way the Bible describes some verses. He didn't believe that way. But watch what he says. Be careful here, he says. Be careful here and see this. It is not the person that comes predestinated eternally from God. It is the word or seed.
Amen.
Right? The thought of God. That's what we're talking about. That's the eternal attribute. Correct? Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but the eternal attribute shall never pass away. The eternal word shall never pass away, right? That is it. Way back there, too far back for the human mind to grasp. The eternal God with eternal thoughts, thought and decreed. Now, Brother Mike was preaching my Sunday school lesson yesterday, the last Sunday morning. I didn't ever talk to him about it. I just thank God, you know, because I really enjoyed what he had to say.
Amen.
And he was bringing this out. He said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Right.
Now, and that's in Romans 9:13, and it says, and the Bible says there, and neither was born, and neither had done good or evil,
right,
yet God had already decreed. But when he decrees, he thinks it, and he decrees, it's got to come to pass.
Amen.
Okay? It's got to come to pass. What caused Jacob to desire that birthright? Right? And not his brother Esau. Was it because he was more special? Was it because he had better understanding? As far as we can tell, Brother Ram said that he was just hanging in his mom's coattail all the time. You know, he was a mama's boy, is what Brother Branham said. Esau was the burly one, the strong one, the hunter, the one who got things done, you know. But Jacob was more kind of like, maybe he just hung around the house, just wanting to do chores, help his mom, and maybe play video games. Hanging in his mama's basement, right? But God was the one, he thought it before the foundation of the world, he said, Jacob have I loved. Not because of his video game playing or not, none of that. No, it's because of his desire, the predestination of predestination.
Right.
Amen. Thank you. Whoever helped me. Yeah, my wife. My helpmeet. She's always there, ready to go. Praise the Lord. My the representation of predestination that God decreed in his mind, it had to come to pass in Jacob's life. So he desired that birthright more than Esau, right? Now, see, Brother Brown continues. See, watch what he says here. See, it was the thought, and then that thought became expressed. When Jacob desired the birthright and said, I want this more than anything, right? What caused you to say, I want this more than anything else, more than this drinking, more than this gambling, more than all of this running around with men or women or whatever it is, more than all of this, I want this more than anything. What caused that desire? Amen. What kept you? Praise the Lord. Right? Became expressed, and God bought back Jacob because Jacob alone, watch what he says here, because Jacob alone was seed. Right? Jacob, watch what he says here. He said, Jacob alone had the seed. Now, did Jacob hear word? At that time, we know the word is seed. Right? But Jacob had the seed. What seed is Brother Brown talking about? The representation of predestination. The thought of God, the decree. And there was Jacob standing right there at the exact moment, at the right time, exactly to receive, amen, for that seed or that word to embody who he is, who he was, amen, and to come to manifestation, okay? That is why he had respect to the birthright and covenant of God. If you are true seed, if you are true seed, you will hear that word. Amen. Look what he says here. He says, it's not that you hear the word first. It's if you are seed. All right. I know that you have to hear the word. You have to hear the word.
Right.
But if you are seed, what is Brother Branham talking about? If you were in that eternal part of God's thoughts, right? The representation of predestination was in his mind about you. You are going to come to this word.
That's right?
Amen. There's no stopping it.
That's right.
Amen. You're right, Sister Valerie. There's no stopping you from coming to that word.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
It's not dependent, again, I have a hard time believing it, that it's not just dependent on just a choice for you to make. I believe that you do have a choice.
Right.
Amen. But what are we going to do with, if you are true seed, you will hear that word.
That's right.
All right, and in another quote, Brother Branham makes this even clearer. All right? So it's not just about you making the right choice to accept God. Amen. But now he continues here, the Spirit will baptize you in the body of Christ, filling you and empowering you, and you will receive the word for your day and age. In other words, the word for the hour. Amen. The word for the hour that the Pharisees and the Sadducees could not receive or were having a hard time, could not receive. Why? Because there was no representation of predestination there. Amen?
Right.
Praise the Lord. Here comes Brother Wade. Amen.
Good job. You just keep going, bro.
Amen. See how clear the true evidence becomes when the word... See how true, clear the evidence becomes when the true word is revealed to you. Amen?
Right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, here is a little a timeline of representation of predestination. The top part is the mind of God, the eternity. Is that light, right?
Right. All right?
This is not physical reincarnation, as we just read, or the preexistence of human souls. It is the spiritual thought of God following an individual throughout their earthly life.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Representing them in God's foreknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Until it finds the bedding ground of the spoken word.
Amen.
Amen. See? So there's representation for knowledge, as we read in Ephesians 1:4. There's the earthly journey, there at the bottom, right? At some point, that decreed word has to come and meet the word, amen, in your life, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you can't stop that.
Amen.
Because it's in God's mind, and God can't, none of his words fail.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So you have to be the exact person, the exactly made, wonderfully made. As David's, as brother Mike was reading last Sunday, there in Psalms 139, exactly to meet that word for your day, amen. The word that would speak to you, so that you can come forth, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, he said in proving his word, why he said you've told the truth. See, because talking about the woman at the well, because you've had five, and the one you now have is not your husband. See, watch. Watch what he says here. I want you to pay attention. Watch, something happened. See, something took life.
Yep. There you go.
Now, watch what he says here. Now, if it hadn't have been in there to begin with.
There you go.
Right?
Yep.
Now, he's talking about the woman at the well. And I believe that, you know, she didn't receive the new birth at that moment.
That's right.
Right? Because Jesus Christ had not died, resurrected, and came in the form of the eternal life. But what is Brother Branham talking about here if it hadn't have been in there to begin with?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
What is it? The seed, the thought of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If she hadn't have had representation from predestination.
Amen.
Or in other words, that thought, God, representation that God thought about it. Amen. It's going to be, and it's going to have to come to pass. Watch, if it hadn't representation from predestination, it have never took hold.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right.
Now we know that she heard word. She must have been that she had heard word when she was young, because She said, I believe that when Messiah comes, he will tell us these things. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So she was one that heard word. Amen.
Amen.
There stood priests there, said, this man is Beelzebub. See? No representation. So eternal life you always was. Then you wonder why brothers might say things like this, and we get scandalized by it, but this is where they get it from. Right? But what is Brother Branham talking about?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It's not that you always had eternal life, because then Jesus Christ would have never had to have Amen. Died, right? But you always was.
Amen.
In God's mind and in Amen. God's thinking and the way God sees things,
Amen.
You always was.
Amen.
You always had eternal life.
Amen.
So that's what I'm saying. Amen. You can, or you can see it, you know, you see it. It is there, but it isn't.
Right?
Right?
Right.
There's only one form of it, he
Amen.
Says. You were his attribute.
Mm-hmm.
He thought of you and he knowed you before the foundation of the world. Watch, in his mind. See?
Amen.
In his mind.
Amen.
Now, here's a question, and we will finish with, we'll leave you with this. I had to write it down because it's kind of lengthy. If God's thought was to later become expressed through spoken word, which later you received by hearing and receiving that word, could it be that your genetic makeup or lineage to form who you are today physically
Absolutely.
Is a thought of God that also needed to be expressed as well?
Amen.
Match and pieces.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's a seed.
God bless you.
That's the whole seed.
Amen.
That's what the seed is.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
And then we'll finish this, because watch what David said. Brother Mike read these scriptures last week.
Yeah.
David said, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
Yeah.
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret.
Amen.
and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. Yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written. In thy book, in his book, right?
Amen.
Right? That's what I said last week, that the Lamb's book of life isn't the actual dusty book, amen, but in his book, in his mind, right? Which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them, when there was none of them.
Right.
That seed was already there.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We'll continue this another time.